Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Want to win a bunch of money? Starting next week, we're going to play a new game called Tag Team Trivia.
Yeah. Get the details and go sign up so you can be a part of this. You can do that at KidNation.com.
Then all you have to do is listen for your name next week and you could win up to $1,000 with help from one of us.
Wonder who they're going to pick. Tag Team Trivia on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Don't worry, Kelly. We're gonna make sure that everybody gets to play.
You know what? I don't want to be picked every time. It's too much pressure.
Well, there's different categories that maybe Kelly is not very well-versed
There's nothing
in.
Kelly's not well-versed in.
That's not true.
Sports.
I'm not nearly as well-versed on stuff as I used to be. I've been so consumed by the house and life and stuff. I don't know what's going on.
Let's do a 30-second.
If it's HGTV, then
if it's
Kelly,
about
Kelly
home shopping
it.
And not home shopping and HGTV, yes, I've got it.
But Kelly said she sucks at geography.
I've always sucked at geography, so don't come to me for that.
But they will. They still will.
Can you give us a 30-second house update, Kelly?
Two new air conditioners being installed today if it doesn't rain. Thank you.
Where do you get a window unit nowadays?
It's complete. I have to furnaces too because of the carbon monoxide threat. It's really bad.
Oh, you got a carbon monoxide
Apparently,
threat.
Apparently, the air conditioner is still from the original house when it was built in 1996. It's really great. I'm very happy about it. Thank you for bringing it up.
Oh, wow.
That's all I want to talk about that.
You want to bring something up? Else up?
All plans of early retirement from me are out the window. Let's just put it that way.
That's good for you if you're listening.
I will do anything for money. Kelly's, let's just put it that way.
Kelly's
right now.
Locked in for 20 more years.
To pay off her.
Never buy a house.
Her air conditioner.
Yeah.
They must have wrapped a Band-Aid on this place until they sold and they ripped the Band-Aid off and everything started falling apart.
Well done, former owners.
No, I'm not mad at them. I'm mad at the home inspector, but I don't need to get into that here.
All right.
I wonder if people are mad at you about your old house was in pretty good shape, though.
Oh, it was great shape.
It was. I mean, what I found out is they're gutting it, pretty much. I gutted it because I didn't like what the previous owners had done. Yeah. It hadn't been updated. It had, you know, paneling everywhere and ceramic tile on the floors. That stuff needed to go.
Yeah, you redid. The kitchen was great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the new owners are very modern. Mm. And so they want all modern. So I offered to get the carpets clean before I left. They're like, no, don't bother. We're painting the whole house. And so they were just going to use the carpets as drop cloths, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm really curious. I want to go back in and see what they've done with it. They're installing, like, all gas appliances. Uh-huh. I'm like, wow.
Oh, I miss my house.
I put a lot into that house.
Carpets. Let's welcome executive producer Mike to the show.
Hey, Mikey.
You guys ready to have some fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
Kelly
it when you guys compete.
Get my mind off this.
Kelly needs fun.
All right, so I've noticed there have been a lot of, like, top 100 lists or top 1,000 lists of greatest songs of all time.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of songs.
Somebody sat down and wrote the top 1,000 list.
Yeah.
Yeah, who has
what
that
job?
There are a lot of, if you hadn't noticed, there are a lot of people's names in songs.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah.
We thought we'd put you guys to the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
All right, so you have to identify the person's name, it could be male or female, in the title of the song.
Okay.
So we play a song, you got to yell out your name to be identified that you're going to be the one that answers.
Mm-hmm.
When we call on you, you got to say just the name of the person
who's
in the title of the song.
Not the title of the song, just the name.
The name of the person. If you say the artist, that's wrong.
Mike's making it easier on us because we suck. Yeah. Lately.
These are super
easy. Well, the last time we played, we all sat here.
Oh, no.
Well, we didn't finish the lyric, and it was,
a little tougher.
That was difficult. So this is just the title of
person's name.
Every song has a name in it.
Has a name in it.
Okay. And our buzzer is our personal name.
Yep. Are you ready?
Got it.
Sure.
Shannon's going to be firing the songs. Here we go.
Come on.
Okay.
JC!
Billie
Jean!
Woo! Billie Jean is correct!
Oh, my brain! I'm slow!
Okay. Can somebody get a sonidito ready?
I knew that, but I'm just...
Okay, let's keep it going.
Gotta be fast.
All right.
Kelly.
Jenna.
Kelly.
Eileen.
That is correct!
One of the most popular karaoke songs of all time.
Come on, Eileen.
Scores 1-1. JC and Kelly on the board. Here we go.
Kid always said that song was rude.
I'm out on this one.
Hold on.
Oh. Kelly. Earl.
That is correct.
Earl.
Chicks.
Earl had to die.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Kelly with two. JC with one.
Jenna.
Jenna.
Stan.
Stan is correct.
Hey,
for
Earl.
I'm not bad. Eminem song.
You know what? Even if you win this contest, you have to live with that. That you did not get the Eminem song.
I got the Eminem General. It was just super quick on the draw right there.
Big Al, you awake? You need some coffee?
I'm awake. I've known two or three of them. I'm just not fast as these guys.
How does it even know our name?
Yeah, he doesn't.
All right, scores. All right. Kelly 2, Jenna 1, JC 1. Next song.
Kelly.
Jesse.
Kelly.
Jesse.
That is correct. Right.
Yeah. That's why I know all these songs from karaoke, but don't go to y'all. Just
be quick, Al.
Kelly's crushing
it. Killing it.
Here we go. Next song.
JC. Jenna.
I heard Jenna first.
Oh,
3, 2, 1.
Oh,
JC.
Oh,
Iris. That is correct.
Ah, yes.
Okay. And I give up forever to touch you.
Okay.
Here we go.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Stacey.
Oh, that's correct.
Stacey.
Why are you yelling at me? I can't hear.
Yeah.
Myself.
Here we go.
Wait, who said that?
Me.
Kelly. Kelly has 4, JC has 2, Jenna with 1, and Big Al with
0.
Next song.
Oh.
Shoot. Al, we're gonna sit back.
I don't know.
In a pocket. Dad's name.
Janine would be going crazy right now. All right, so if you just tune in, this is the name game. They have to say the name.
I'm just going to rest on that one.
There's a person's name in the title of every one of these songs, and they're trying to guess which ones. Right now, Kelly has 5, JC with 2.
I can't believe this. I really had no hope of winning this. Mm-mm. I feel suddenly better. Thank
you're great
you. Thank
at
y'all
this.
For letting me
you're
win.
You're quick.
Yeah.
Jenna has 1. Here we go.
Oh,
I heard JC.
Nikki.
Yes.
Oh, you should have let Al have it.
No, I'm not that guy. I want to shut Al out now.
It's not hard. Well, you shut me out. What have you done, really?
He knew one.
You just shut me out. It's like beating
like
a child.
Like kicking a puppy.
It's like beating a child.
Oh, you should have let him have the Jesse one.
But he wasn't losing that badly at that point.
Big Al still needs to get on the board. Here we go. Next song.
Jenna.
Jenna.
Roxanne.
I'm sorry. What was that? What song was that? Yeah. Sing it again, please.
I think only dogs heard that, Jen.
Jenna with her 4th point. She's creeping up on Kelly.
No, that's my 2nd point.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
She stole Stan from me, which is very rude,
Stan.
Jenna.
Kelly with 5, JC
with
1.
We know.
Jenna with 2.
We know.
Ready, set, go.
Jenna.
Oh, dang.
Caroline.
That is correct.
She's going to come out.
Touching me.
I'm about to lose.
Here we go, next song.
Oh, Jenna.
I don't know.
Jenna, Amber.
That is correct.
Amber is the color of your chemist.
What is
that? JC.
Amber, it's a 311.
Oh, JC. 311? What's 311?
Jenna just moved into 2nd place.
A band.
That's the number 2 you call for the city if there's a hole.
Jenna's
in
2nd.
Jenna's in 2nd with 4 points. JC in 3rd place with 3. And Kelly with 5.
Oh, I'm losing my lead.
Creeping.
It's slipping away.
Come on, Kelly.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm going to go with one that Al might get.
Thank you.
Children growing, women producing, men go working, some will steal. Everyone's going to make a little
JC, golly, Al.
JC.
Jenny.
Jenny is.
We sat here waiting.
I know the name of it.
Jenny from the block.
I sit there and eat all
I know the name of it.
I had to reclaim 2nd place.
Yeah, I knew the song.
I
didn't know the name of it.
I've never heard this one.
No, I heard it.
Come on, Al. We sat here looking at it.
We all sat here looking at you.
There's too much pressure now.
Maybe like a 4. Yeah,
I can't perform. It's too much pressure.
Gosh.
Here we go. Next song.
Al was going to move this one. I have no idea.
Listen to how different her voice sounds.
JC. Tim.
That is correct.
That's right.
Tim McGraw.
JC is now tied for 1st place with Kelly.
Hold on.
With 5.
Nothing worse than a bad winner.
I'm not winning. I just want to play the song. Okay, go ahead.
He's a happy tire. Here we go.
I tied Kelly. I'm so excited.
You're both tied with 5 points. They got to name the person's name in the title of the song. Here we go. Next song.
Jenna.
There's
Bonnie and Clyde.
Right. It could have been either one.
Two of them.
03 Bonnie and Clyde.
Keep
should get two and points Beyonce. For that.
I would have gone with Clyde.
It is now a three-way tie for first place.
Out. What's the score?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Kelly has 5 points.
I haven't scored in a while.
Jenna has 5 points.
Life either.
JC has 5 points.
I got a flight to catch. You know? I got a legal airport now.
Big Al has zero.
Let's just call it. Right there.
Yeah, I like three-way tie.
I like the way this ends. A three-way tie for first.
You know what happens when you get shut out of games the way we played in college?
I've never been shut out this bad.
If you get shut out with zero, it's a naked run.
Naked run. Hold on.
15 points scored. And I have zero.
Ow.
Hold on. Oh, my God.
Jenna, Kelly, and I will accept the tie of first place. But, Al, we're going to give you one more song.
Oh, my God.
And if you do not get this, then you got to do what Jenna did back in college.
Yeah, naked run.
Naked run?
There's no one outside. You got to do a naked run outside.
Oh, my God.
There's no one out there. And that's what happens. If you lost beer pong or flip cup and you got shut out, you had to do a naked run.
Al, you work on the radio.
We're going to sit here and not say a word.
We're not saying anything because we want to tie because we like tying.
We're all happy with first.
I'm fine with kissing my sisters in the studio.
Are you ready?
Say that.
Which is what? That's what a tie is. It's like kissing your sister. You never heard
it
that?
Is?
Yes. You've never heard that?
No. That must be a Mexican saying.
You're crazy.
It's not a Mexican saying. I learned it in the U.S.
That is creepy.
We don't say that over here in the good old United States.
I've only heard that a tie is the same as a loss.
No, a tie is like kissing your sister.
How is a tie like incest? There's no correlation.
Dude. Americans came up with this.
Okay, look.
Okay?
You made the Christmas reel.
Don't blame that on us.
You made the Christmas reel with that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Al, do you accept the challenge? What if we gave him?
We're letting you do it all by yourself. All
right. Shannon,
how many seconds does he have?
Five.
I might need a wrist.
We'll give you 10. Is it
as long as it doesn't
say in the 10? Does the name pop up within the 10
seconds? I don't know.
Now, what if we did? What if we did this?
I'm gonna do. I've got one specifically picked out for him. That's what I'm.
Don't make it easy.
No, don't make it easy.
That's the one that I picked out.
Make it normal.
Make it normal.
This is one.
5 seconds.
If you don't know this, I take away every card that you have in your wallet, including your black card.
Okay. 5 seconds.
Here we go.
All
right. Naked strip run. If Al does not get this point,
you have to name.
I love it.
The person's name who's in the title of the song.
All right. I've never seen your weenie.
Shannon, don't make this easy on it. This is too good.
Oh, please, Shannon.
I really want to have like a flashing Friday right now.
I don't want to ever see that.
Comedy depends on what you pick, Shannon.
I'm so upset for so many reasons right now.
I mean, your girlfriend's already mad at you, so
I
might as well get her more mad at you.
Yeah, do something else so it's all right.
Take the spotlight off of Jenna.
Can't wait.
God, it's kind of cool outside.
It'll be fine.
It's 75. It's fine.
Okay, come on.
Here we go. Ready?
Come on.
Oh! Ow! Ow!
5 seconds.
Ow!
Candy!
That is correct!
Oh, dang it!
That is correct.
Dang it! That's so fun.
Well,
Al,
Kelly,
dang it.
You still don't get to see my weenie.
For the goodness of God, you still want it.
Shannon, what else was a choice?
I can't believe you put
just
a song with his own name in it, Shannon. You don't want to see him naked, obviously.
What was another choice we could have played?
You can't believe what? That you put a song with his name. Of course he's going to know that. I thought you said
candy.
Al.
No,
it's Candy.
I had to call out my own name.
Why are you yelling at me? I didn't know the song, obviously.
No.
Cameo.
Cameo.
Why'd you give him Cameo? You know he knows old black people.
What were the other options?
What was another option? Play another
Janie?
Option. Play another option.
Just like kissing your sister.
See, he knows any of the others.
There you go, Al.
See there. We would have seen Al naked all day.
I don't know it either.
No.
You'll know it here.
I do. Hold on. You got this.
Now I know.
Aaron's
nope, would have seen his weenie.
Oh, that would have been great.
Play another one.
Gun.
Yeah.
Gun.
Tim
who's,
Gun.
Who's got the gun?
Jamie's got a gun.
Jamie.
Well,
Janie.
Janie.
Play another one.
Oh, that's a great song. I'm going to download that.
Rush to our
wake up.
Wake up, Miss Susie.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you.
No.
This is the Brady Bunch?
Rob Stewart.
Rob Stewart.
Should be back at school.
So far,
yeah.
So far,
I like
that. Al would have gotten everyone wrong except the one.
I had that on a 45.
Come on, Al.
Ah.
My Sharona?
Yes.
That's her name.
Right. Sharona.
I didn't know that was a name.
I didn't either. Shout out.
She's a real estate agent out in L.A. Name. They did a Whatever Happened To.
Oh.
The guy wrote the song for her. Her name was Sharona, and she wouldn't have anything to do with him. And suddenly, when he wrote the song for her, she dated him. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's a real estate agent.
I thought it was a car.
Uh-uh.
That's a dumb name.
Well, that's what her mama named her.
Well, it's stupid.
Dang.
Said the girl who was named after a dead dog.
Oh my god, wait, turn the music
the dead dog with a misspelled name.
Hold up, what?
Wait a minute, you were named after a dead dog.
The dog's name is Shannon, and my name is spelled wrong because my mom was over-medicated when she did my birth certificate.
So you only have one N?
That's why it's spelled the name that it is. S-H-A-N-O-N.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was drugged up.
So your mom was high on medication.
If you were named after a dead dog, give us a call. 800-KID-LINE.
I'd rather see a weenie than hear that story again.
Mm-hmm. save that as well.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now shut up and drive. Our friends over at Cooper Tire called us up and said, hey, we want to team up with you guys. And we said, sure, why not? Let's play some road trip roulette with that.
Yep, we're going to get our last winner right now before we do the grand prize drawing. We're going to spin our roulette wheel, numbers 1 through 9. One of those numbers is going to pop up. And if you hear that number on your odometer, if your odometer starts with that number, be the 13th caller and you'll win a $250 gas card.
All right, it's that time. Let's spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Come on.
What is it?
What is it?
Nine.
Okay, so you heard that. Landed on number 9. Take a look at your odometer in your car right now. Mm-hmm. And if it starts with that number, call us up. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
There you go. And we'll find a grand prize winner right after that.
Yeah.
Last break, I said the saying, a tie is like kissing your sister. Mm-hmm. And you guys made fun of me for that?
Yeah. Is that something you brought in from...
You've been obsessing over that this whole break.
No.
Something you brought
in
from Mexico?
Somebody sent this to me on Twitter from Wikipedia. The unpopularity of ties in American sports is reflected in the saying, a tie is like kissing your sister. Earliest known use was by Navy football coach Eddie Erdeletz after a scoreless tie against Duke in 1953.
Need to look into his... history to just pull that out of the air. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to catch up with him at a family reunion.
I'm telling you, that's been a well-known saying since 1953.
I wasn't doubting that you've heard it or that it exists. I don't think that's what we were saying. We were just saying it's not well-known to us because we haven't heard it.
It's well-known. It's very well-known. You know who else is well-known?
What?
Kelly Raspberry.
Thanks, JC.
Yeah. We decided to give you more of the Kelly Raspberry with our first ever... First ever Kelly Raspberry Recap.
It's the weekly Raspberry Recap.
Well, I just wanted to have you.
He had made me get an email address.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you need one. I'm like, why? Go to premarital counseling. I'm staring. I'm ready with the eyes and my Chardonnay.
Okay.
And my perfectly positioned left ring finger aimed in his direction. You need to teach your sons how to cut a piece of meat. If you're not going to fire anybody, get us bigger cups.
And insulate it.
This man walked by, and we made eye contact.
And
my lips jumped. I had, like, this electric current go through my mouth. You need to divorce her ass.
This has been your weekly Raspberry Recap.
Oh, man.
Yay.
Oh, you thought that was fun, huh?
That was good.
Let's see how fun you think this is, JC.
Uh-oh.
I have a recap, too.
Remember when you told us those things that are so annoying, that Kinsey thinks are so annoying about you?
No.
Well, we don't have video of your butt cheeks jumping at bedtime.
It's not jumping. You just kind of flex one.
But Kinsey did us a favor.
Uh-huh.
And recorded one of the things JC does that annoys her.
Oh, no, she...
Nice.
You know she's opening this up for like a huge prank war.
Really?
Oh, stop.
Didn't she say she was going to get even with you for something recently?
You can't prank your wife.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're even.
You can't prank your wife, dude. She's the mother of your children.
That's what we do. We prank each other. What'd she do? Which one is it?
She recorded you singing in the shower.
No, she didn't.
You ready?
When?
I don't know.
I guess yesterday.
You're annoying.
Yeah.
Ew, what are you doing?
Washing my butt.
Gross.
Washing my butt.
Everybody washes their butt.
Everybody washes their butt.
Oh, that's true.
That could be the makings of a great children's song. Right? Look at JC's crying.
I'm laughing.
Crying.
Oh my gosh, you're singing. So that is a good song. Push
everybody
it.
Everybody washes their butt.
But everybody washes their butt.
That's now, nice. JC, remember the one you brought up on the air? That
I thought
you
we were going to do Road Trip Roulette winners.
No. Remember the one that you brought up on the air yesterday that you sing?
Yeah.
Got a little taste of that.
Hey. Okay. How long are your showers?
It does sound pretty.
But you do love a classic. A good classic. Mm-hmm.
What's your format in the shower? Is it like the best of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, today. And today?
I'm flushing the format.
Well, the radio DJ does come out at you in the shower, JC. Yeah.
You're like a playlist.
Oh, my gosh, more?
Mm-hmm.
Got any
Is she a backup dancer?
No, she's making requests. But Kenzie finally got beat down about 13 minutes into this shower.
Jeez, dude.
Are you shaving your whole body?
I was shaving. I had to condition. And I was exfoliating.
Dude, do you have like commercials?
13 minutes in? Do you have endless hot water?
I don't think it was 13 minutes.
Yeah, you can't play that many songs in a row back to back without playing.
Well, I don't do full songs. I just do the parts I know.
Clearly, he does Ryan Seacrest does a medley in the shower.
But seriously, it does sound better when you're in the shower, doesn't it?
It does.
Like, it's
more continuous music with all that mindless DJ chatter.
If we could get rid of that damn water noise, it'd be way better.
I guarantee you, I would not sound good in the shower.
Okay, we're done?
No.
Oh, no?
No. Hit the button.
Yeah, you can see the sand all the way out here. Down to the bottom. It's when you sing the worst song in America that were made for the freaking roller rink in fifth grade that annoyed the F out of me.
What? I couldn't understand any of that. But we'll just the shower ends finally.
No, this is how we just got word from production.
What?
I just got a note
understand a word that, was...
that says, Kenzie sent us 16 minutes of shower audio. A 16-minute dude shower?
I did not take a 16-minute shower.
16 minutes?
I did not take a 16-minute shower.
But when JC got out of the shower, the conversation takes a very important turn.
Hey, Chloe's first birthday is on Tuesday. I'm going to cry. I'm going to have another baby. I don't feel complete. We need a big Chavez clam or Mexican.
No.
I don't feel complete, babe.
I don't have clean underwear.
I have clean underwear.
I was deflecting.
I love that Kenzie thinks we're Mexican.
Yeah, right. We're
married
Mexican.
A Mexican, so we're Mexican.
Right.
Thank you, Kenzie.
There you go, Kenzie. That was awesome.
The audio prank war has just begun.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh.
I feel like some lines were crossed.
No, that was good. That's
you can't
good
ask
stuff.
Me about washing my butt and then play it on the radio.
That's good stuff right there.
Now everybody's picturing me washing my butt.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Why are you so vain that we're sitting here? We're trying to get a winner.
Between you not having money. Clean underwear, I mean, at least you're washing your butt.
Yeah, thank you.
I found some. Don't worry.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Back to what Road Trip Roulette. Yeah.
Yep.
Hello, Alexis Kelton.
gosh, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. I can't believe, oh my god.
Yeah, you got through.
Are you in your car right now?
I am, and I've never called a radio show in my life before.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's so many people that try all the time and never get through, and first time's the charm for you.
Are you driving a Lexus?
I'm stopped at a red light, but yeah.
Alexis, yeah. Drive
Alexis. That's good. She's stopped at a red light safely.
Perfect.
Calling to tell us.
While you're stopped there, please let us know how many miles on your odometer.
99,557.
Oh, you're right there. That's a
dime. That makes you a winner, young lady.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you just won a $250 gas card from Coupa Tires.
And you know what that means? You know what that means? We're going to put you in the running for today's grand prize contest.
Oh, wouldn't that be something if she's the Friday winner and she wins the grand prize?
Right?
Yeah.
First time caller.
That would be the best Friday.
We've had a winner every day this week, all right? So we're for the final grand prize winner, we're giving out a $500 Visa gift card, 4 new Coupa tires, and some more really cool things to make your next road trip the best one ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alexis. Woo! But you at least got $250 for gas,
yeah,
so that's
right now.
Good.
Alexis, where are you heading this morning?
I am headed to school, actually, so that's perfect.
Are you a teacher or a student?
I am a student.
Yeah.
What are you studying? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I will graduate in December with an animal science degree.
Ooh, animal science. Does that lead you to
vet school?
It could, but I actually want to be a high school ag teacher or run a ranch, one of the two.
Oh.
Wow.
A rancher.
Run a ranch.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I actually work on a ranch at the moment.
How cool are you?
Very cool, Alexis.
Very cool. Okay.
Congratulations, baby.
All right.
Thank you.
Hold on real quick because it's time to see which of our winners gets the grand prize.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to spin the roulette wheel one last time. All Each right. winner is going to be assigned a number on the wheel and the number it lands on. Once it lands on that number, the person takes home the grand prize.
Right. So like Jenna just said, the grand prize winner, and it could be Alexis. It could be one of our four previous winners. They win a $500 Visa gift card, a set of 4 Coupa tires, 2 Tervis tumblers, Ray-Ban sunglasses, a Yeti roadie cooler, and a $50 iTunes gift card.
Dang.
Yeah, perfect for road trip.
Perfect for a little road trip. Yeah, okay, so we've had a winner every day this week. Lauren won on Monday. She's going to be assigned the number 1. Kelly was our Tuesday winner. She's number 2. Maggie, who won on Wednesday, gets the 3rd slot. Stephanie, Thursday winner. She is assigned the number 4. And, of course, Alexis, who just won today, she is assigned the number 5.
Perfect.
So
everybody's got a number.
Everyone's got a number, and we're going to spin the wheel.
For the final time, let's spin the wheel, Shannon.
Come on.
3. It landed on 3. That means, Maggie, you just won the grand prize for Road Trip Roulette, Maggie.
Maggie's on the phone right now. Hi, Maggie.
Yeah,
oh
baby.
My God.
Hi.
Ah! Hi. Good morning.
Hey, did you already spend that $250 gas card you got this week?
No.
All right. Well,
not in the mail yet, Jenna.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna get some more money because you also just won a $500 Visa gift card. You're gonna get a set of 4 new Coupa tires, 2 of these Tervis tumblers, Ray-Ban sunglasses, a Yeti roadie cooler, and $50 in iTunes gift card.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is so awesome.
Way to go, Maggie.
Maggie, remind us.
This is so awesome.
Yeah, remind us about you a little bit. You got a family.
Yeah, I'm single mom, and I got a 4-year-old.
Oh, wow.
And we're learning to potty train right now, and I'm pretty excited about
shout
that.
Out.
Girl, we feel ya.
Has your kid kicked the poo on the plane yet?
No. He does really well on the plane. He reads the safety instructions first thing.
Perfect.
Aw, good.
What are you guys doing this weekend, Maggie?
Well, we were going to go to Lubbock with my dad, but he ended up not being able to go. So we're going to go to a birthday party Saturday, and then I have a date tonight. And,
ooh.
Oh.
First date or what?
Yeah, first date with this guy, I guess.
Oh, where is he taking you?
I want to know everything.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Hyenas in Fort Worth.
Okay.
We're going to laugh a little,
club.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
go
laugh a little.
A little bit of food
where'd
after.
Where'd you meet this guy?
At the pool.
Oh, so
you got a rocking body.
No, I'm working on it. I'm 35.
If you get ask out at the pool, then
you're doing good.
You can't hide anything.
Does he actually live in your apartment complex?
Yeah, he's in our condos. Okay. He was single dad, and our kids were playing one day.
Are you open for the possibility of a first date kiss?
I don't know.
You just let these things happen, JC.
Yeah, organically, man.
Does he have a job?
Yes.
Oh, good.
He does have a job. He has a car.
Good. And a car. You got to marry this one.
Does he know how to cut his
hair? He knows how to cut me.
That's right.
Yeah, he does.
And if you need some kissing tips, you can watch mine and Al's video.
Let it die. Let it go.
Congratulations, Maggie. And if you and your son do decide you want to take a road trip, you know, maybe go to Lubbock or wherever this weekend, roadtrippers.com. If everybody else listening, too, go to roadtrippers.com. Click on Cooper Tire's 100 Minutes from Home page list, and you'll get a whole bunch of fun attractions right there. Less than 100 minutes from your backyard.
Yay.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. The last thing I won was a cakewalk in kindergarten.
Oh, it was about time.
Well, congratulations.
You were due.
Hey, maybe this is a good luck time for you, right? Winning something in a big date tonight.
Have fun on your date, Maggie. Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
Good for her.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's nice. She had a lot of fun things happening in her life.
Yeah.
I wish I was going on a first date.
You never know, Kelly. No. The day's still young.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. You're a troublemaker. Troublemaker.
Oh, school's back in session.
Yes, it is.
And kids are back at getting in trouble.
Yes, they are.
Now, we wanted you to call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And let us know if your kid already got in trouble at school. I know, it's only been about a week, some 2 weeks at the most.
But you know what?
It's already happened.
Plenty of time.
If you're a troublemaker, you get right to it. Like Julie, she wrote us and said, my second grader got after school detention because she did not want to play kickball at PE, so she skipped class and hid in the bathroom.
Oh, that's scary when they can't find a kid.
Yeah, some kids are just scared of balls.
Yeah, well, tell me about it. Ashley wrote, my third grader was perfect her first week until she threw a block at another kid's face.
Oh, things could hurt. Drew says, and I can relate to this because I did it. 4 years ago, when my daughter was learning how to write in cursive, we thought teaching her to write our names in cursive was fine. Got a call from her teacher yesterday about her discipline problems. This was news to us. Apparently, she's been forging our names on notes we needed to sign about her behavior since the first day of school last Monday.
I did this
when I was going to Green Hill because I was getting some bad grades and stuff. Uh-huh. So I was like, I was writing my mom's name in pencil, and if I messed it up, I would erase it. And you know how when your eraser is dirty,
can see it still?
It makes this big dark smudge.
You know what?
Like my mother had to erase her name and write it over again.
In middle school, I would just have girls sign for my mom.
Oh yeah, because girls write like girls. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Mindy, how'd your first grader get in trouble?
Oh, he's something. The third day of school.
Uh-huh.
Told the teacher she was fixing to read a story to the class, and I guess she was explaining to the kids, I'm going to stop every, couple of sentences and ask, why do you think this happened? What do you think they're going to do next? Those kind of things.
Yeah.
My kid spoke up and said, can we just get on with it?
Hurry up.
Yeah.
Your kid might be Kid Craddock.
Yeah.
That's what he used to tell us all the time when he tells a story.
Kid would be the one stopping and starting. Well, he'd be like, can you just let it play?
That's true, too.
Your kid's going to be a great sidekick to a radio host.
That's right. Uh-huh. It's a star in the making right there.
Thank you, Mindy. That's great. Can we just get on with it, teacher?
Jeez.
I got things to do today.
Yeah.
Right.
Jill, what'd your kid do?
So, the very second day of school, he was cutting material in the classroom, just taking things off of the desk and just cutting whatever he wanted, the basket, it didn't matter, just cutting whatever. The second day of school, he sat on the carpet during instruction time and decided to tell fart jokes in front of all of the kids and had all of the kids laughing as the teacher was trying to tell instructions, and it was just a big mess, a big disaster. So,
where did he learn these fart jokes?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you.
It's not like we sit around the dinner table, telling fart jokes. And so I have no clue.
Dad.
You know what that word does to my gut?
Yeah.
He learned it from Dad.
I don't know. He has a 2-year-old sister, so now she thinks it's funny to try to repeat those.
And the more they laugh and you get mad, they'll keep doing it.
The funnier it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just tell them to toot the lawn, okay?
Another one from Facebook that's funny. Nicole's daughter is quite the fashionista. She says, my daughter wore a tank top with a small cover-up over it, but was so hot that she took the cover-up off in class, and she got in trouble over her tank top because it violated the dress code. Nicole's daughter's in kindergarten.
Oh, my
goodness. Kindergarten tank top.
Oh. The rules.
The rules.
Dress code.
Better than a kindergarten tube top, I guess.
I went to a private school. I mean, they ended up giving up, but the first couple of weeks, I mean, we had to stand there and put our hands down at our sides. And if our pleated skirts, you know, were shorter than where our fingertips hit on our thighs,
you're in trouble.
We would have to go home and get it because the parents had to hem it. And they would also, we had wore polos and had to wear name tags. And they would staple our shirts tucked in if we constantly would leave them untucked.
But that's not really fair to people who have like dinosaur arms, little baby arms. They could get away with murder.
Shout out,
CeeLo. What about the people with the caveman arms that hang down? I mean, there's some people who have exceptionally long arms. They'd be wearing like nun-length skirts.
Well, when I was I went to a school called Bishop Dunn in eighth grade, right? And so we had, it was really a disadvantage for the black girls because, like, they'd be wearing the skirt and the front of it would be
fine,
the right length. But if you have a girl with a big butt,
they hiked
up in the back because, it's, you know, you had to either have more material or it's just going to be a lot shorter in the back. The skirt might be 2 or 3 inches shorter in the back. What
because
do you do
of
with
the booty.
That? Yeah, because of the booty. You can't penalize a girl because it's got booty.
That's booty discrimination.
Yeah, it is.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, heard your kid hates the teacher already, huh?
Yes. So she's a baby. She's got two older brothers. And we knew it might be a little bit of a transition. But so day two, I get this note on a piece of very wrinkled up paper. And it says, does Gracie have tantrums regularly? Because today she had multiple. She messed up on this paper and wadded it up, threw it on the floor, and told me she hated me and wasn't doing her work. Can you please have a discussion with her?
Ooh.
Oh, I was mortified.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, and when we talked to her, she just said that she drew herself too small on the paper and she couldn't color it, so it wasn't good enough and she wasn't going to finish it.
Well, does she have tantrums regularly?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Answer.
So you weren't really surprised. Okay.
Well, right. Good luck with that, Kelly. Thank you so much.
No.
All right, babe.
You just hope they do better for the teacher than they do for you.
And most of the time they do.
Yeah, I beg parents all the time. The teacher's trying to describe what the kid did, and the parents are like, yep.
Hey, at least
sounds about right.
She fesses up to it. There's some parents that are like, my kid's doing anything wrong. My kid's fine.
Yep.
Aaron, what'd your little girl do? Or was it your boy?
My son in pre-K, first day of pre-K, locked a little girl in the closet because she was a dirty girl.
A dirty girl.
How's she dirty?
I don't know. That was his only explanation. It came from his father, who thought all of that talk was absolutely hilarious until he actually went to school, and then we started finding the repercussions of his talk wasn't so funny any longer.
Yeah. Locking a girl in the closet.
Maybe he's R. Kelly.
He probably likes her.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He probably, you know, at the end of the day.
They pick on the ones they like.
They throw rocks at the ones they like. He probably likes her.
Yeah. That's exactly what's going on. You pick on the girls you like.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty girl.
Lizette.
Oh, God.
Oh, we have another pre-K. What happened in pre-K, Lizette?
Yeah. My 4-year-old, on his second day of school, decided to pull his pants down in front of his new class, turn around, and start shaking his butt and saying, booty, 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 booty. Luckily, he did not pull his underwear down. He had his Ninja Turtle underwear on.
Okay,
thank goodness. Thank goodness for that.
Where did he learn that?
You know what? I was telling my husband that maybe we shouldn't have been watching VMAs in front of him.
Maybe.
I learned it from you, Mom.
Oh.
I don't know. My kid loves to, like, do these little booty dances, and it's like, to get the reaction out of the parent.
Yeah.
They think, oh, if I get this reaction at home, what will I get at school?
Right.
Life of the party.
I did not think they were talking about my son. I was like, my boy's so well-mannered. Where did he get this from?
That's awesome.
He did it.
Yeah. Well, maybe your son and my son should hang out, because my son does the same exact thing, except he does the weenie wobble. Yeah. Thanks, Lizette.
Oh, man.
Why do kids do that stuff? I don't get it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So, Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
Your mama's back.
Man, I picked my mom up from the airport yesterday, and I was so excited. I went to the airport. They actually, so my mom's a senior citizen, so I got to actually go back to where they actually come off the plane. I got a little pass. You know?
Oh, you can go back there?
Yeah, if it, you know, special circumstance. If it's a child or an elderly person, you can go back there and help them.
Because before you went out to the airport to pick your mom up, she called you before when she was on the plane.
She did.
Just randomly.
Yes. She
needed help, like, buckling her seatbelt?
She just calls for whatever.
She likes to give him an update on her status.
Oh, yeah. She wants to let me know.
She doesn't use Facebook for status updates.
Right.
She just calls.
She calls out.
So I go up to the security thing. I have my pocket knife. You know, I've been carrying a pocket knife lately. I'm like, oh, man, they're going to take my pocket knife. So I had to run that guy. So I had to come back in. Called her. I got there in time. So anyway, get her in the plane. Get her in the car. And I'm so excited because I had... I had a surprise for her.
You had a surprise for her doorbell.
I had a surprise for her. She knew nothing about this. So we drive home, and she's on the phone with my sister, who is that's who she went to visit. My sister's up in San Francisco. So she's on the phone with my sister as we pull up to the house, and this is what my mom said.
What's all this in? What is all of this, Al? What in the world is that? Will you look at that, Valencia? You need to see this girl. This boy got him. This Al got another house back behind his house. Girl, my car is sitting up on. You know, one time I told him I wanted some awning. I wish you could see this awning. Dog, he got an awning, baby. He got a. My car is up under this. Girl. Yes, my car is up under it, honey.
So she started.
Build her a carport.
She said, yeah, so you can't tell.
Girl.
So she built
me another house.
She's always wanted, you said, like a carport to cover her car.
Years ago, we enclosed the carport to make a bedroom.
Yeah.
Because originally it was a two-bedroom house, and now it's got like four or five bedrooms.
You just keep closing in rooms.
The more of us that move out, the more stuff that they add on.
Why?
My parents. I don't know. So anyway, so my mom had to park her car outside of the house, outside of the back door. So she told me a year or so ago, she said, well, could you get me something so when it's raining, I don't have to stand out here and fumble with my keys?
You want an awning?
You want an awning, just a little awning. So I kind of went a little stuff. Actually, let me tell you this. I took a guy built a deck for me. His name's Ed. Real good guy. So
did you get it for free? Is that why you're plugging him?
Absolutely not. Okay. I paid for him, but let me tell you what he did. So I go over there and I get a price. He gives me a price for it. I'm like, oh, man, that's great. I'll have to get back with you because right now things are a little tight. So the next day he called me. Ed called me. He goes, I'm making you son of the year. I'm like, what are you talking about? He surprised me and went over and built, because I told him, I said, this would be great to do while my mom's out of town to surprise her. And he surprised me, which allowed me to surprise her. So, my boy.
How long did it take him to build that?
Just like a day. He did it a day. Yeah. But don't tell my mom. She said, you must have started on this when I left. I said, yeah, I've been working on this for like 3 weeks.
Oh,
she thinks you built it.
Taking credit.
But you still got to pay him, right?
Oh, yeah, I still got to pay him. Yeah.
She thinks you built it?
No, she doesn't think I built it. That thing is way too professionally done for me to have built it.
Yeah, she wouldn't have parked the car under thing if you built it.
No, you wouldn't want to park your car into anything that I built.
Oh, you're such a good son.
From the airport to the carport.
Airport to the carport. That's right.
Girl! Such a good son, such a good boyfriend.
Can we save that girl?
Girl,
you gotta see. I've never heard your mom so happy.
She was happy. She kind of cried a little bit, which, you know, I mean, they were happy tears, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the thing is you paid attention to something she said.
Right.
I think that's the thing is when you don't have to spend a ton of money on anybody.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember one time my girlfriend told me that her grandmother had died, mm-hmm. and she just remembered playing tiddlywinks with her grandmother when she was a little girl, and she said, and I went through her attic, and I was hoping I'd find that box of Tiddlywinks. Couldn't find anywhere. I was out of a store, and I found a box of Tiddlywinks. It was literally less than $10. I gave it to her. She burst into tears because I paid attention to something she told me like three months earlier.
Yeah. Guys could learn so easily
guys
from this. Women, it's like if you get it wrong, you know, like even if you get something that doesn't maybe fit or that they don't like, but you remember the girl saying like, mm-hmm. oh, I love this style or I love this decorative thing, and maybe it's not the one she wanted, but the fact that you remember it is so impressive.
That means we got to listen.
Yes.
That's like the number one key to a good relationship is listening.
Pay attention. Something she mentions in March, and you show up with it and give it to her at Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, I'd cry.
Dude, that is, whoa.
You're in, dude.
That is crazy.
Fellas, you are in.
You sometimes don't realize how easy it is. You just make it more difficult yourself.
And if you do it for... And if you, if you do it when there's no occasion, I mean, doing it for Valentine's Day or Christmas or birthday is cool, but if you do it just out of the blue, like months later, you know, when just out of the blue.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to wait a couple months and then be like, hey, check this out.
You know,
you should do that with your relationship, Al.
What?
Yeah, like.
Like something.
Listen.
Yeah, listen.
Like, she mentioned something she likes in passing, maybe.
Yeah. What's the latest thing that Dr. Girlfriend mentioned in passing?
Were you paying attention? Yeah, there we go.
I'm sure you could think of something.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Some boots and pants.
It's like I remember some movie. It was a bad Matthew Perry movie. But he mentioned that he grew up in Chicago. He was living on the California now. He's like, I used to love these hot dogs from whatever hot dogs, Bob's hot dogs. Mm-hmm. And the girl had called Chicago and had them pack it in dry ice and ship it to the West Coast, his favorite hot dog.
Cool. Yeah.
See, something like that. Or, you go to some effort, and it's not a ton of money, but the fact that, you know.
Or when Kelly hated me when I first started and wanted me to go back to San Diego, I heard her say she liked paydays. And I got her a payday one time.
Well, that's one thing I
remember that
I did for my girlfriend.
Yeah, but I changed it. I now like Almond Joys.
Okay.
People have been giving me a lot of paydays lately, so I'm kind of over the payday. I'm into Almond Joys now.
I do remember my girlfriend said she missed Miami. She missed the palm trees in Miami. So I bought her a palm tree.
She lives in an apartment.
And flooded.
Still bought her a palm tree.
That's romantic.
Where's the palm tree?
It's not practical. Yeah. Like, thought is there. I get it.
Fortunately, she has high ceilings. Got like one of those little loft type apartments, and so it almost touches the ceiling.
You need to do a palm Christmas tree.
It's like they have a name for it, but anyway, it's a big ass 10-foot palm tree.
That she's now got to take care of.
This is a 10-foot palm tree.
Good luck moving it. If you need to move it sometime.
Well, you're gonna have to move it, baby.
Yeah.
That's what you're gonna have to do. Did you guys hear the kid that got angry with his mom for getting pregnant?
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
Yeah.
So there's a video making the rounds of this little kid found out his mom's pregnant again, and he was not very thrilled.
I'm pregnant.
Huh? What were you thinking? Why you have to just get another baby? You just have two. So why do you? This is exasperating.
Exasperating, Amaya.
Because you just got two. So
you don't,
why do you want to replace? Why you want to get another baby and just replace one of your babies if there's too much?
Baby, we will never replace you and Amaya. You're just gonna have another brother or sister that you have to take care of. Well, help take care of.
That doesn't make no sense. This makes no sense.
My man.
We have that video up at KidNation.com.
It's exasperating.
It's exasperating, Big Al.
I don't think I've ever used that word.
Well, I have a very inappropriate video I posted on my Facebook page a couple weeks ago. If you scroll down a little bit, a kid heard her parents making a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that on my Facebook? It's so wrong. It is so, we can't even play the audio.
So what's the kid doing?
Mimicking the noises.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Yeah, it's on my face. I might have to go back and bump it up higher. It's so bad. It's kind of slow because the kid's kind of redundant for a while. And then at the end, the kid starts.
For reals?
It's bad.
Hey, at least dad's putting in work.
It's so bad.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.